避免我们这个加州的山火会给我们带来很多的伤害。
Because in California, will short of rain, it will decrease the forest fire in the state.
所以感谢神，在凡事上都看过我们的需要。
So thank God in everything He cares for our needs.
那今天我们就继续来看这个盟约的系列哈。
Today we will continue with our covenant series.
那这个盟约的系列呢，这次我们就讲到。啊，西乃之约啊。
And today we come to the covenant made at Mount Sinai.
所以通过这个盟约的系列，我们是更加晓得说神在人类整个历史中的作为。
And through all these covenants, we can see better God's work in our human history.
那么神的旨意是有一个持续、连续不断的最终的目的。
And God's will has a continuous final purpose.
所以我们只是在这个历史中的一段时间哈。
And we are in a very short period of the long history.
可能有的时候我们还不能够完全晓得神的整个的作为是怎样。
So, in this limited history, we cannot totally comprehend God's overall work in all throughout history.
但是我们当把我们的眼界打开的时候。
But when we open our eyesight.
所以我们就晓得说，哇，原来神的作为是如此的奇妙。
And we can see, wow, it's so amazing how God works.
所以大家知道福音传进中国是费了很多的周折。
We know that the gospel came to China through many struggles.
很多次试图把福音传到中国去。
Many times God tried to spread the gospel into China.
每一次福音都不能在中国生根的。
But every time the gospel was not able to be rooted in China.
那么直到了近代呢，这个福音呢，终于借着这个西方列强的这个军事的实力进到了中国。
Until recent times, the gospel came through the military power of the Western nations.
那么福音在中国呢，就开始不断的在这个18世纪、19世纪的时候，已经开始传播开来了。
So the gospel began to spread in China in the 18th and 19th centuries.
所以当时很多人都说，哎呀，终于这个福音呢，在中国可以传开了。
So people say finally the gospel was able to spread in China.
所以在1900年的时候，中国的基督徒人数已经有了显著的这个增加了。
So in 1900, the Christians in China has grown, gradually.
但是谁也没有想到说，50年之后，当共产党进入这个掌握整个中国大陆的时候，很快所有的宣教士都被请求离开中国。
And no one could have guessed that when the communists took over China, all the missionaries were expelled from China.
那么中国的教会呢，很快就陷入了一种非常凋零的情况。
So the Chinese church dwindled under that circumstances.
所以在50年代到80年代这个之间的30年呢，外界的人几乎都不知道中国发生了什么事情。
So between 1950 to 1980, people outside of China could not fully know what was happening in China.
特别是对中国教会的情况。
Especially about the circumstances of Chinese church.
所以当了到70年代末，中国终于把大门打开，外界可以进到中国的时候，哈。
So toward the end of 1970, China opened its door and people can go into China.
那中国的政策在80年代也稍微灵活了一点。
And then Chinese policies have become more active or changed a little bit in the 1980s.
但是一下子大家发现，哇，中国居然有这么多的基督徒。
And people suddenly find out that, wow, there's so many Christians in China.
那几乎每个大城市都有教堂的嘛，哈。
Almost every major cities have a church.
第一次公开打开这个教堂的门来庆祝圣诞节的时候，这每个教堂都是爆满的。
So when they first opened the church's door to celebrate Christmas, all the church were full of people.
那么今天呢，还是没有人确切的知道到底有多少基督徒在中国里面。
Even until today, people still could not know for sure how many exactly Christians we have in China.
但是很多人都非常的相信说，中国基督徒的人数大概超过共产党员的人数。
But most people believe that the Chinese Christians in China have far exceeded the membership of Chinese Communist Party.
但是到底有多少共产党人这么坚信共产主义的信念，那个是一个很大的 问号。
But still, how many Communist Party members truly believe in communism is a big question.
但是我们可以确信的是，福音不但在中国扎根，已经开始怎么样？开始不断的壮大跟发展。
But what we can know for sure is that Christianity has rooted itself in China now. It has been growing and becoming stronger.
所以很多的时候我们不知道神为什么让一些事情去发生，怎么样去，但是神的作为需要在很多年之后我们才会发现，才可以晓得。
So many times we do not really know how God is going to work His will after many years later that we begin to see a little bit.
那么当初以色列人也是一样。
So it was the same with the Israelites.
他们不晓得说神应许他们这个迦南的地方给他们做这个做国家来做这个基业的哈。
They didn't quite understand why did God give them the land of Canaan as their inheritance as a nation.
但是他们却跑到埃及去，在埃及住了四百年。
And they lived in Egypt for about 400 years.
而在那里呢，被做奴隶。
And they were slaves.
做苦工。
And they worked hard labor.
好像神的应许离他们现实的光景差得很远。
I think God's promise was so far away from how they lived.
但是上帝垂听了他们祷告。
But God did hear their prayers.
所以他们等待，他们祈求，直到上帝来拯救，带领他们出埃及。
So they waited and they prayed until God came to save them out of Egypt.
那么出埃及过红海，神在这个短短的时间内行了很多的神迹奇事。
So leaving Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, God performed many miracles in a very short period of time.
那在这个西乃山这个地方，上帝与以色列人来立约哈。
So on Mount Sinai, God made a covenant with the Israelites.
所以这个盟约呀，就是西乃之约。
So this covenant was called the Sinaitic covenant.
有时也叫摩西之约。
Sometimes it was also called the covenant of Moses.
所以神来亲自为他们征战。
So God came to fight for them.
所以神来为我们征战的时候，那个事情就变得容易的很多啊。
So when God fights for us, everything becomes much easier.
我想每个人都希望说，哎呀。神要来帮助我们啊，那事情不是很简单了吗？
So everyone of us was thinking that if God does come to help us,
我们希望我们，也我们希望我们生活中确实可以经历这样的神啊。
And we do hope that in our lives we can experience our God as such.
我们可以希望说我们的神真的帮助我们，那我们很多的困难都可以克服。
And we are hoping that God can really help us to overcome many of our problems.
但是好。像现实并不常常是如此哈。
But in reality, it wasn't like so.
这就为什么神带以色列人出埃及的故事要记在圣经里面。
That is why the Exodus story should be recorded in the Bible.
因为这么多的神迹奇事是非同寻常的。
Because all these wonders and signs were unusual.
而上帝介入这个以色列人的这个事情呢？这个也是超乎寻常的。
And God's intervention into Israelites' life was also unusual.
那是不是说我们现在的基督徒就没有办法经历到神这样的同在呢？
And does it mean that Christians today will not be able to experience God in such a way?
如果有可能的话，我们怎么样做才可以说让神来亲自为我们的征战？
If it's possible to happen, then how should we do in order for God to come and fight for us?
所以我希望说我们今天学了这个西乃之约，我们从中可以学到一些对我们基督徒生命有帮助的功课。
So I hope after our study of this Sinaitic covenant, it will bring us help.
那么每一次讲到这个盟约，我都会讲到一个盟约的特性。
Every time I speak on the covenant, I will bring out a special feature of that covenant.
那今天我要讲盟约的特性是，盟约是有一个条件性的。
And today's covenant talks about this condition. It's a conditional covenant.
因为上帝给人类所立的这八个盟约当中呢，有六个是没有条件的。
Because among the eight covenants that God made with us, six were without conditions.
那其中两个呢是有条件的。
But two are with conditions.
那这个条件是什么意思呢？
So what does condition mean?
那么没有条件的盟约就是说神跟人立的盟约没有要求人去做什么来 满足这个盟约。
The unconditional covenant that God made people didn't require us to do anything.
所以你不需要做什么，神就说 我保证我来祝福你。
We do not need to do anything, but God guarantees that He will do His part.
所以，当我们看到下雨有彩虹的时候，哈
，So when we see the rains and then there's a rainbow in the sky,
我们就想到说，上帝跟挪亚立约，那个盟约神给人的祝福。
So we're reminded of the covenant God made with Noah, and it's a blessing.
所以那个是没有条件的盟约。
That was an unconditional covenant.
你不需要去做什么，神给每一个人都有这样的祝福。
We don't need to do anything. God gives everyone of us this blessing.
所以耶稣说呢，神叫日头照好人，也照歹人。
So Jesus said that God causes the sun to rise on the evil and also on the good.
同时降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
And he sends rain to the just and the unjust.
所以这些都是神无条件给予人的。
This is God's unconditional giving to us.
但是在盟约中也有两个有条件的盟约。
But in the covenants, there are two with conditions.
那一个呢，就是伊甸之约，我们第一个盟约。
One is the Edenic covenant, the first covenant we talked about.
那么在那个盟约里，神给人的祝福有一个条件。
And the blessings that God gives people at that time carries with one condition.
这个条件就是那个分恶分别善恶树的果子你不可以吃的。
You should not eat from the tree of good and evil.
如果遵从神的命令，你就可以在这里伊甸园里享受神的祝福。
So if you obey this commandment, you will enjoy all that God wants to give you in that garden.
那么在西乃之约，我们今天讲的西乃之约是另外一个盟约，是有条件的。
And today's Sinaitic covenant is a covenant with conditions.
神说你必须要遵守我的诫命。
God said you have to abide by my commandment.
这个诫命最基本的就是我们常知所非常熟知的十诫。
And these commandments are the Ten Commandments that we are familiar with.
所以你如果遵守我的诫命，你就可以在这个地方可以安居乐业。
If you obey my commandment, then you will live peacefully in this land.
当然，那我们知道这个结果呢，就是这两个有条件的盟约，人类怎么样，全都没有能够得满足哈。
But we know that these two conditional covenants that people did not meet the conditions.
所以呢。这个亚当没有办法可以在伊甸园中。
So Adam was expelled out of Eden.
那么以色列人呢最后也被怎么样也被赶离了迦南那个地方。
And Israelite as a nation was cast out of the land of Canaan.
但是虽然这个盟约是有条件的。
So even though the covenants come with the conditions,
千万不要以为神的爱就是有条件的，神的爱是没有条件的。
Do not think that God's love will be also conditional, because God's love is unconditional.
但是神给我们每个人的祝福
，But the blessings that God gives to each of us,
确实是有跟我们每个人的回应是有关系的。
Is very related to our response to God.
所以西乃之约啊，这个只是适合于当时的以色列人。
The Sinaitic covenant is only usable or only fitting for the Israelites at that time.
这个盟约不再适用于我们现在了。
It's not related to us today.
但是这个盟约所给我们的启示，也仍然会帮助我们今天知道说我们怎么样可以得到神的祝福。
But the revelation we receive from these covenants will also help us understand how does God give us His blessings.
因为我们现在生活在一个新约的时代。
Because we're living in the time of a New Testament.
那么耶稣跟门徒，他和门徒所立的这个新约是个没有条件的盟约。
And the covenant Jesus made with His disciples is also an unconditional covenant.
而只要我们接受了耶稣基督，能够向神悔改认罪的时候，我们就可以进入这个盟约。
As long as we receive Jesus and repent of our sins, we can enter into this new covenant.
那进入这个盟约呢，神给每个人的祝福怎么样，都是一样的。
And to enter this covenant, the blessing will be the same for everyone.
所以神给我们的祝福都是已经就是已经准备好的。
So the blessing that God wants to give us is already prepared.
但是每个人所得到的祝福确实不一样。
But the blessings everyone receives will be different.
这跟我们每个人对神的爱的回应是有关系。
So it's dependent on how we respond with love to God's word.
所以这不是个条件。
So that is not a condition.
这乃是神在这个盟约中所立定的一个规范。
But a norm that he has set within the covenant.
所以当时以色列人如果遵守神的诫命，他们就得到什么？神特别的祝福。
So if the Israelites obey God's commandments, then they will receive God's special blessing.
今天我们也是一样。
It's the same with us today.
我们如果遵从神的话，
if we obey God's word,
会得到额外的祝福。
We will receive His special blessing.
所以这个祝福呢，首先要有一个追求的心啊。
And to receive this blessing first, we have to have a heart of seeking after.
而且特别是我们要晓得说，神在新约里给我们的祝福是什么。
And especially we need to understand what are the blessings God wants to give us in the New Testament.
因为这个祝福很特别的。
Because these blessings are very special.
跟上帝给以色列人在西乃之约的祝福不太一样。
It's different from the blessings that God gave to the Israelites in the Sinaitic covenant.
西乃之约的很多祝福是物质上的祝福。
Many of the blessings in the Sinaitic covenant are material.
但新约里的祝福很多是属灵的祝福。
But the blessings in the New Testament are spiritual.
所以我们当信主的时候，我们希望神帮助我们解决困难，给我们很多物质上的祝福。
So when we become a Christian, we sometimes hope that God will give us blessing and solve our material problems.
或者在我们这个现今的生活上给我们很多的，让我们生活更顺利的。
Or to help us live more smoothly in our daily life.
我想神确实会帮助我们。
I think God will for sure help us.
他垂听我们的祷告。
He hears our prayers.
在物质上祝福我们。
He blesses us materially.
医治我们的疾病等等。
He heals our diseases, such as.
但是这个还只是新约祝福里面最肤浅的一部分。
But these are the most shallow part of the blessings in the New Testament.
那个最重要的祝福是属灵的祝福。
The most important blessing is spiritual.
可是这个祝福如果我们不求的话，
But if we do not ask,
我们很多时候是得不到的。
Many times we don't receive it.
那在教会历史上有一个很著名的基督徒啊。
There was a very famous Christian in church history.
他的名字就叫安东尼哈。
And his name was Anthony.
Yeah, 这个历史上管他这个名字叫圣徒安东尼，是伟大的安东尼哈。后面加上 the great.
Is in church history they called the Saint Anthony or Anthony the Great.
你想想，你的名字后面要加上一个 the great, 那个多伟大哈。
So if the great comes after your name, you know you're going to be a wonderful person.
我们从中国来有一个人，我们常常叫他伟大的伟大的哈。
People out of China usually call someone the great so-and-so.
过了几年你发现这事实不是，好像没有那么伟大哈。
But after a few years, you find out, well, this person is not so great.
所以伟大要经过时间的考验哈。
So to be great, it has to be tested by time.
这个圣徒有什么可以伟大的呢？
So why is Anthony a great person?
安东尼呢，他本身呢，在生活在一个基督徒的家庭里面哈。
He grew up in a Christian home.
他家庭是蛮富有的
a wealthy home.
但是呢，他从这个年轻的时候，他就特别有一个追求的心哈。
But ever since he was young, he has especially a heart to pursue after God.
所以当他这个在这个二十几岁的时候，他的父母就相继都过世了。
So in his twenties, his parents have passed away.
所以他从父母那里继承了一大笔的遗产。
So he inherited a large sum of property left by his parents.
那他父母呢，也把他一个因为小的妹妹还没有成年，就托付给他来照顾。
And his parents also entrusted a younger sister to his care.
那有一天，他突然间听到福音呢，听到耶稣说：“你应当放下一切，怎么样，去跟随主啊。”
And one day he heard the gospel preach say that you should give away or lay aside everything.To come after God.
所以他就非常的受到感动、啊、
And he was deeply moved.
于是呢，他就把他的钱财的一大部分都捐给了穷人。
So he gave a major portion of his wealth to the poor.
然后他就把另外一部分钱呢，交给他这个可靠的这个亲戚跟朋友来照顾他的妹妹。
And the other portion he left to his trusted relatives and friends to care for his younger sister.
所以他就花了很多的时间呢，来去祷告，来去追求他属灵生命的成长。
So he spent a lot of time in prayer and to pursue after his spiritual goal.
所以他真的在对付他生命当中的一些东西。
And he was dealing with all the issues within his life.
所以每一年呢，他是过着一种与世隔绝的生活。
So every year he lived as a recluse.
所以他的朋友呢，每隔半年就带了很多的面包去给他。
So every half year his friend would bring lots of bread to him.
因为他住在沙漠里面，那面包很干的话就不容易坏。
Because he lived in the desert and the bread would be hardened, so it wouldn't go bad.
然后他住的地方有泉水，他不缺水喝。
And there where he lived, there was a spring, so he would always have water.
所以他有25年的时间住在那个地方。
So for 25 years, he lived in that condition.
除了面包跟盐还有水之外，他没有其他的东西。
He had nothing but bread, salt, and water.
他每天在那里祷告，来为他心里面中这些啊这些神不喜悦的东西跟他来征战。
So every day in his prayer, he would deal with all the things that were displeasing to God within his heart.
所以他的朋友就非常的担心哈。
And his friends got worried.
所以二十五年之后，他们终于忍不住了，他们就纠集起来要到那个地方去哈。
So after 25 years, they decided to go there and visit him.
在他住的地方，他们就破门而入哈。
So they break open the door.
他想这个25年不见，可能这个安东尼就成了一个肯定不知是死是活来。
They didn't know whether he was dead or alive.
如果他活着的话，大概也是一个老态龙钟的人了。
If he was still alive, maybe he would be very old.
他们很吃惊。他们看到一个跟二十五年前差不多的一个人，还是那样子精神。
And they were shocked to find that Anthony was as if he was still 25 years ago.
而且他更加的精神哈。
They had more energy.
所以啊，他们就非常的吃惊，他看到神在他身上有了很多的工作哈。
So they were surprised to find that God did have a lot of work for him.
他完全的就变成了一个啊，这个被神所改变的一个人。
He has turned to become a person changed by God.
所以在他后来，他一共活了大概一百零几岁哈。
And he lived over 100 years old.
那么他也后来参与了教会的一些事情哈。
And he also participated in some of the church.
那很多人呢都去追随他哈。
And many people followed him.
想从他身上学到一些诀窍，说怎么样你可以变成这样一个人。
And they want to learn the secrets from him that how he can become such a person.
一个满有耶稣基督的生命在他的身上。
A person with the life of Christ in him.
其实这个关键就是说，他真的有追求的心。
And the crucial part is that he was seeking after God.
所以，我们说神让我们来征战。
So when we talk about God who will fight for us.
我们希望得到神的祝福。
We hope to receive God's blessing.
我们首先要知道神为我们预备了哪些祝福。
So first of all, we need to know what are the blessings that God has prepared for us.
真的是不是有那个心去追求那个祝福。
And do we really have the heart to seek after those blessings?
所以我们今天来看西乃之约，我们就从这个盟约当中，我们看到神祝福人是通过哪些方式，有哪些特点。
So today as we come to the Sinaitic covenant,we shall find out what are the ways or the means God uses to bless people.
说你有圣经的话，就请你打开出埃及记第十九章哈。
So if you have a Bible, please turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记第十九章第一节到第八节哈。
Exodus chapter 19 verses 1 to 8.
出埃及记第十九章。我来读中文，然后陪师母来读英文。
Pastor Chen was reading Chinese and I was reading English.
出埃及记第十九章，以色列人出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西乃的旷野。
In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai.
他们离了利非丁，来到西乃的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。
For they were departed from Rephidim.And were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount.
摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说：“你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说。”
And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel."
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了。 且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you out unto myself.
遵你们，如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel.
摩西去召了民间的长老来，将耶和华所吩咐他的话都在他们面前陈明。
And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him.
百姓都同声回答说，凡耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。摩西就将百姓的话回复耶和华。
And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord.
所以这些百姓说，凡你所吩咐，我们都要去行。
So the people said, All the Lord has commanded, we will do.
其实他们不知道他们在说什么。
But actually, they really didn't know what they were saying.
神所吩咐的话，哪有这么容易做得到的呢？
So how can it be so easy to do what God has commanded?
所以看到西乃之约这里面哈，首先知道说以色列人跟上帝有个特殊的关系。
So from the Sinaitic covenant, we know that Israel has a very special relationship with God.
这是他们得到神特殊祝福的一个前提。
This is the presupposition that they can receive the blessing from the Lord.
而且西乃之约神主要是做了两个事情。
And in the Sinaitic covenant, God did two major things.
第一个，他设立了一个献祭的这样的一个体系啊。
First, God instituted a sacrificial system.
那这个献祭的体系是做什么用呢？
What is the use of these sacrificial systems?
就是献祭，就是说用这个动物献祭，就代表说来个赎罪，来到神面前来赎罪。
With the sacrifice of animals, it shows the redemption or the atonement for people's sin.
这样可以暂时的解决了罪的问题。
And it can temporarily solve the problem of sin.
因为罪将神跟人隔开哈。
Because sin separates people from God.
那么以色列人有了这个献祭的体系的话，就可以保证他们跟神之间有一个恢复和好的关系。
So with this sacrificial system, it guarantees the relationship between people and God will be okay.
那第二个就是神赐给他们律法。
And the second is that God gives the law to Israelites.
那么这个律法就是以十诫作为核心。
And the core of these laws is the Ten Commandments.
来指导以色列人的一切的生活。
To direct the Israelites' lifestyle.
这样保证说他们跟神的关系怎么样，不至于被破坏掉，还可以不断的来跟神去加深这样的关系。
It guarantees that their relationship with God will not be broken if they abide by the Ten Commandments and they can continue to grow in the relationship.
所以像刚才我说这个西乃之约只适用于当时的以色列人，对我们现在已经不再适用。
That's why I said the Sinaitic covenant was only fitting to the Israelites and not fitting to us today.
但是这两点呢，在新约当中呢同样有提到。
But these two parts were also mentioned in the New Testament.
所以从这个角度说，西乃之约可以说是新约的一个预表。
So from this point of view, we can see that the Sinaitic covenant is a type for the New Covenant.
新约也解决了罪的问题。
Because the New Testament also solved the problem of sin.
这次呢是一个永久的解决的办法。
But this time is a permanent solution.
那就是耶稣基督作为一个赎罪祭，他一次献上就永远的解决了罪的问题。
或者 Jesus Christ offered himself as a sacrifice for one time and for all.
那么神跟人可以和好。
And God can make peace with people.
然后呢，神将圣灵赐给赐给这个信徒。
And God gives the Holy Spirit to the believers.
圣经怎么说？这个圣灵呢，就会把律法刻在什么？刻在我们的心里。
And the Bible says that Holy Spirit will inscribe God's law in our hearts.
所以以色列人当时很难做到的事情。
So the things that is hard for the Israelites to work out.
他要完全的遵守神的律法。
Which is to completely obey God's laws.
那现在对我们来说相当容易的多了。
For us, it's so much easier.
因为什么？因为有圣灵在我们心里亲自的帮助我们。
Because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us to help us.
所以呢我们今天的基督徒，我们说我们要得到神的祝福，我们首先要对付怎么样？对付我们生命当中的罪。
So for Christians to receive God's blessing, first of all, we need to deal with the sin in our lives.
我们的罪会被神赦免。
Our sin can be forgiven by God.
但是我们身上的罪并没有完全的消失掉。
But the sin in our lives will not disappear completely.
需要我们去对付。
We need to deal with them.
那么讲到罪的时候，有人觉得罪好像就是很可恶的东西哈。
When we talk about sin, some people may think that sin is something that's evil.
没有啊。
It's not so.
我们是很喜欢的。
Sometimes we like to sin.
Yeah, 讲到罪的话，不是说罪常常给你带来痛苦的哈。
And when we talk about sin, that sin does not always bring you pain.
这就为什么我们不乐意放弃的原因。
That's why sometimes we don't want to give up.
罪会给我们带来一种满足。
Sometimes sin brings you a certain kind of satisfaction.
会给我们带来一种喜悦。
And give you some pleasure.
我们有的时候犯了罪以后，我们会觉得得意洋洋。
Sometimes you will feel, you know, over, you know, it's accelerated because you feel.
Yeah, 一种情感上的满足哈。
And the emotional satisfaction.
我们可以得到我们得不到的东西。
We can get something that we usually don't.
得到我们最想要的东西。
And to get something that we want the most.
罪不是像我们想象那么坏的。
So evil or sin is not as bad.
我们有的时候非常喜欢它的。
Sometimes we will like them a lot.
因为它确实给我们带来很多好处。
Because it does bring us some benefits.
只是这个好处不会太久。
But these benefits do not last long.
最终带给我们的却是毁灭。
What it eventually brings to us is destruction.
给我们带来那种甜蜜的感觉，那只是暂时的了。
The sweet feeling that you feel is only temporary.
所以当我们去认真去面对我们生命的东西的时候，
But when we seriously deal with the things in our life,
我们的生命才会成长。
Our life will grow.
我以前认识一个人呢，他的脾气不太好的。
I had a friend who had a bad temper.
然后呢，但是呢，他是从这个台湾过来的哈。
He came from Taiwan.
但是呢，他这个好像是祖籍是山东的哈。
But his hometown was in 山东。
所以呢，他常常跟人会讲一句话。
So he would say this to people.
他说我的脾气就是这个样子。
He said this is how my temper.
因为我是山东人。
Because I'm from 山东。
他有一次碰到一个真正的山东人哈。
And then once he met
someone who really came from China.
But this person, you know, grew up in Taiwan.
他说我是山东人。
He said I'm a 山东 person.
他说那我才是真正的山东人呢。
I'm a real 山东 person.
所以其实我们不是不知道我们生命当中的一些问题啊。
So actually it's not that we do not know some of the problem in our own life.
我们非常喜欢。
But because we like them.
甚至我们以他为傲啊。
Sometimes we are even proud of that.
我们不愿意把这个东西改掉。
We are reluctant to change.
所以神的祝福当然就会轮不到你。
So God's blessing will not come to you.
因为你从来不会求神把这个东西拿去。
Because you never ask God to take that away from you.
Yeah, 以前有一个人呢，他是比较爱发脾气哈。
So once there was a person who had a temper.
所以他花了很多的精力呢，去怎么样对付说，怎么样去对付你的这个发怒的问题。
So he spent a lot of time trying to solve his problem with anger.
他见了很多的辅导。
So he saw many counselors.
那么他也看了很多的专家哈。
He also saw many experts.
结果呢，他还是常常的生气。
But then he still gets angry.
那他就开始看书。
So he starts to read.
好多书啊，说你应该怎么样对付你怎么样生气，他还是特别容易生气的。
How to deal with your anger?
直到有一次，他见到一个这个属灵的指导哈。
Until one time he received a spiritual instruction.
他说我花了很多的精力，我就是想对付说。我为什么这么爱生气哈？
He said, I spent a lot of time trying to find out why I have such a bad temper.
然后他就给他说，你看，这么多书我都读过了。
He said, look, all the books that I have read.
很多的讲座我都听过了。
And many workshops I went.
不过我还是爱生气。
But I still love to, you know, get angry.
所以这个属灵的人跟他讲了一句话，就解决了他所有的问题。
And the spiritual person said something to him that solved all his problems.
你是不是真的想改变你自己？
So, do you really want to change yourself?
如果你真的想改变你自己的话，你就去求这位造你的神吧。
He said, if you really want to change yourself, then pray to this God who created you.
他肯定会把这个东西拿走。
For sure, he would take that away from you.
所以弟兄姐妹，你有求过没有？
So, brother and sister, have you prayed?
很多的时候我们还没有到那个地步，我们不想这个东西拿走。
So, many times we're not to a point where we want to get rid of that.
我们觉得那个是我们的法宝。
Sometimes we think this is our secret.
那个是我们的武器。
It's our weapon.
那个是防卫我们自己的。
It's something to defend ourselves.
但是我们不晓得，当我们把这个东西愿意交给神的时候，神就会把它拿走。
But we don't know that when we're willing to give this to the Lord, God will take it away.
这就是神给我们的祝福。
So this is a blessing from God.
神就会这样子来为我们来征战。
God will fight for us in such a way.
所以今天我们看这个西乃之约啊，就告诉我们说，怎么样可以更好的得到神的祝福，这个对我们今天基督徒生活也是有关系的。
So today as we look at the Sinaitic covenant, we find out how to receive God's blessing, which will help us today.
那么讲到这个西乃之约的时候呢，我想常常有人会问一个问题哈。
So when we talk about the Sinaitic covenant, many times people would ask a question.
人说为什么上帝拣选以色列人而没拣选我们中国人？
Why did God choose the Israelites instead of the Chinese?
所以这个问题是很多人在接触福音的时候常常会遇到的。
Many people when they first heard the gospel, they would ask that question.
其实严格的说呢，上帝并不是拣选以色列人，他什么？他是创造了以色列人。
But strictly speaking, God did not choose the Israelites, but that He created the Israelites.
那么从亚伯拉罕接受神的应许，然后从亚伯拉罕传到他的儿子以撒。
Beginning with Abraham receiving God's promise until he passed the baton to his son Isaac.
那么从以撒传给雅各。
And from Isaac to Jacob.
那么雅各呢有十二个儿子，就成为以色列的十二个支派。
And Jacob has 12 sons and they became the 12 tribes.Of Israel.
所以这就是以色列民族的来源。
And so this is how the Israel nation became.
所以以色列呢，现在呢，还是一个很小很小的国家。
So Israel is still a very small country today.
但是这个国家在国际政治上扮演一个非常重要的地位。
But they played a very important role in the international politics.
所以他们的这个影响力呢，不是靠着他们的财力。
So their power of influence was not dependent on their financial strength.
不是靠着他们的人口。
And not by their population.
不是靠他们经济的实力，也不是靠他们军事的力量。
Not by their economic or military power.
他们主要是靠着他们的信仰。
Basically, it's because of their faith.
所以上帝的拣选了以色列，不是单单为了以色列人的。
So God did not choose Israel just for the sake of Israel.
所以上帝拣选以色列人是为了什么？为了拯救整个全人类的计划。
God chose Israel to save the whole world.
所以啊，我们思考这个问题就不能从一个非常狭隘的民族主义的角度去看哈。
So when we think about this question, we cannot look from the point of a very narrow nationalistic point of view.
因为上帝是通过以色列人要把这个福气带给全人类的。
Because God was using Israel as a means to bring blessing to the whole world.
以色列人之所以失败的原因就是因为他们太骄傲了哈。
The reason they failed was because they were too proud.
他觉得神很祝福我。
They say, oh, God bless us so much.
他没有想到神祝福他是有他一个最重要的目的。
Without thinking that God has a final purpose for choosing them or blessing them.
所以任何敬畏神的国家神都会祝福的。
Any nation,That fears the Lord will be blessed by God.
所以上帝最终的目的是将各国各族各方的民都要怎么样聚集在一起。
So God's ultimate goal was to bring together all nations, all tribes, all tongues, all people groups.
所以呢，很多的时候我们比较喜欢戴德生所讲的一句话哈。
So we like what Hudson Taylor said once.
那戴德生呢，他到中国去宣教，知道中国内地会，成立中国内地会。
Hudson Taylor went to China as a missionary, and he founded the China Inland Missions.
那他对中国的基督教传播的影响是非常重要的。
And he played a very important part in the spread of gospel in China.
所以他就说，他说我如果有千磅的英金呢
？He said, if I have a thousand British pounds.
我不会留下一块不给中国。
I will not save one not for China.
我如果有千条的性命，我不会留下一条不给中国。
And if I have a thousand lives, I will not keep one not for China.
啊，我们听了这个都很感动哈。
So we were very moved by hearing his words.
但是其实他后边还有一句话，我们常常没有听到。
But then he said something else that often we did not hear.
他所有这一切不是为了中国。
He said all of these were not for China.
是因为为了基督
but for Christ.
所以神祝福我们不单是为了我们自己的好处
so when God blesses it's not only for our own personal good
而是有个更大的目标
but with a greater purpose
当我们把自己放在那个更大的目标里面
when we place ourselves in that larger picture
神就会为我们来征战
God will fight for us
所以我们追求到得到神的救恩呢，不是为了一个人的益处哈。
So when we pursue the salvation, it's not for our own personal good.
不是为了一家人的好兴旺哈。
And it's not for our family to prosper.
也不是一个教会而已。
It's not limited to a church.
乃是怎么样神的国度的概念。
But you have the concept of God's kingdom.
所以神的国度这个概念是我们需要有的。
So we need to have.This kingdom of God concept.
所以在第二次世界大战的时候哈。
So during the Second World War.
那么有一个将军去带领这个他的这个军队去打仗嘛。
There was a general who led his soldiers to fight.
那么在第一开始跟德国的对战中的这个盟军呢都是处于劣势哈。
So in the first battle with the German armies, the Allied nations were at a disadvantage.
所以有一次在一个非常关键的时候呢，这手下的这个。就跟这个将领就跟这个将军说说我们现在的情况很紧急哈。
So during one critical fight, the general told his boss, said, you know, we're at a very critical point.
所以就跟这将军说我们得一起来祷告。
And he told the general, now we need to start to pray.
我们要祷告说求神来站在我们这一边。
We need to pray that God will be on our side.
所以将军听了以后他就说错你错了。
And the general, upon hearing his words, said, "No, you're wrong."
不是说祷告求神站在我们一边。
We should not pray that God will be on our side.
你要祷告说我们是站在神的那一边。
You should pray that we will be on God's side.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的祷告也应该是这样的。
So this will be our prayers as well.
是神怎么样？不是神怎么站在我们这一边哈。
It's not how God will be on our side.
是怎么样我们站在神那边。
But how we can be on God's side.
我们可体会到神的心意。
That we can understand God's heart.
有的时候我们是怎么样想去改变神来满足我们自己哈。
Sometimes we want to change God to satisfy our own.
我们忘记了这个大的这个 picture, 这个画面是应该怎样的。
We forget what the large picture should be.
甚至我们有一首诗歌我们大家常常唱的哈。
There is even a hymn.That we sing quite a lot.
关于祷告的哈
，It's concerning prayer.
那叫什么？上帝有祷告的手，是不是
？So that you know the
我们要摇动你的手哈。
We want to shake God's hand with prayer.
大家有没有听过那首诗歌啊？要摇动你的手，一定什么？你得听我的祷告哈。
So when we move God's hand, then God will hear our prayer.
不是这样子哈，我不是摇动祷告的手，而是说我们怎么样去体会。
It's not that we will move God's hand for us, but how we understand.
所以整个的西乃之约呢，是在亚伯拉罕之约的框架之下。
So the Sinai covenant falls under the big framework of Abraham's covenant.
神给以色列人特别的祝福。
God's special blessing given to the Israelites.
但可惜以色列人没有完全体会到神的心意。
But unfortunately, the Israelites did not comprehend God's full heart.
祝福以色列不是为了以色列的缘故。
So God blesses Israel not just for the sake of Israel.
所以神祝福我们也不单单是为了我们的缘故。
So when God blesses us, it's not for our own sake.
是 他是有一个更大的目标给我们。
He has a bigger purpose and bigger picture for us.
那么以前呢，有一个有一个圣徒哈。
Once there was a saint.
那么这个圣徒是印度的基督徒。
He is an Indian Christian.
那大家知道印度基督徒是比较少的嘛哈。
There are fewer Christians in India.
因为他们这个印度教啊，这个影响非常大。
Because Hinduism is more popular in India.
这个基督徒的名字他叫孙大信哈。
His name is 大信顺。
那么他呢，这个信了主之后啊，他就非常啊有这个虔诚追求的心哈。
So after he became a Christian, you know, he had a very honest desire wanting to pursue after God.
但是神呢，他就非常有心去传福音的哈。
And so he had a heart to evangelize.
神也有很多神迹奇事都跟着他。
And many miracles and signs followed after him.
后来当他二十几岁的时候，他说他准备要去西藏去传福音。
And when he was in his twenties, he said he wanted to go to Tibet.
所以他自己一个人就到了西藏哈。
So personally by himself, he went to Tibet.
然后他虽然是基督徒，但是还穿着袈裟呀，裹着那个跟印度人的其他的打扮。
But even though he is a Christian, he still wore his clothes like an Indian.
但有一次他传福音的时候，很多人就围住了他哈。
So one time when he was preaching the gospel, many people surrounded him.
那有些人就拿着刀枪的就要把他杀死。
And with knife and with sword, you know, some people wanted to kill him.
那个时候他就在那里面跪下来祷告。
So he knelt down to pray.
祷告一阵子之后，他睁开眼睛了哈。
So after a moment of prayer, he opened his eyes.
他就看到那些逼着他的人一步一步的在后退哈。
He saw the people who were threatening his life, you know, step back.
那后来他就很奇怪，为什么这些人本来是要杀他，后来都退走了哈。
So he was curious, you know, why did these people retreat back?
那后来他才发现说，哦，原来这些人呢。他突然看见很多白色的影子在他身围走来走去。
Later, he found out that these people saw many people in white robes walking around him.
所以他们没办法接近他。
And they couldn't approach him.
而且这批想杀他的人呢，就因为惧怕都散开了。
And these people out of fear, you know, they dispersed.
而不但如此呢，这些人就后来跑来问他，那些穿白衣服的人都到底是谁。
And then they came back to ask him, who are those people in white robes?
所以他就有一个很好的机会跟他们去传福音。
So he had a great opportunity to share the gospel with them.
所以这个圣徒呢，真是他的这个生平传记也是很有意思的。
So his biography is very interesting.
Yeah. 所以他最后呢也是在他有一次去西藏去传道的时候就殉道了，后来就没有再回来。
He was martyred one time when he went to Tibet and he never returned.
但是神在他身上所彰显出来的能力，真是给后代的很多基督徒啊，就做了一个很好的榜样。
But the power of God reflected in his life had set a very good example for many Christians.
神是一个征战的神。
A God is a God who fights for us.
他今天也依然会为我们征战。
He will still fight for us today.
他会祝福我们。
He will bless us.
垂听我们的祷告。
And hear our prayers.
但是他有更多更好的祝福愿意给我们。
But he has more and better gifts to give to us.
这些就是属灵的祝福。
And these are the spiritual blessings.
所以愿我们大家真的都有一颗追求的心。
May we have a heart of pursuing after God.
在神面前去领受这些祝福。
To receive all these blessings.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
感谢你是祝福我们的神。
Thank you that you are God who wants to bless us.
你借着你的儿子耶稣基督。
And through your son Jesus Christ.
设立了这美好的救恩。
You established this wonderful salvation.
有这么多真是完美的福气为我们预备。
And you have prepared so many wonderful blessings for us.
就求我们单单的仰望你。
May we look to you.
也真的我们有一颗乐意追求的心。
That we have a heart of pursuing after you.
让我们在这日常的生活中，我们知道说怎么样求主能够改变我们的生命。
That in our daily lives, we know how to ask you to change our life.
我们更加体会到你的心意。
And that we may understand deeper of your heart.
我们都可以经历到一个为我们征战的神。
And experience a God who will fight for us.
我们谢谢主的恩典跟保守。
We thank you for your grace and your safekeeping.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。
阿门。